Let's try one more of those. Maybe a different tempo.
It's kind of
good
drums.
The drums could start, right?
Yeah, let's just have. Well, except someone's gonna have to. Yeah, you
okay,
start one.
Doesn't matter.
That's good.
It slower because it'd be harder to stay on.
Yeah.
Make it hard for us. A measure and then mute a measure, and so the idea is to see that if you're right there when it comes back, and you'd be really surprised how hard that is. I mean, you can't even go four beats without drifting one way or the other.
I think I just found that feature today.
Oh, really?
Same one I use, right?
Is that called Pro Metronome?
Yeah.
The one I use. Yeah, that's a really fun feature.
I accidentally came upon it.
I know. I was wondering
up on the screen. It's like, ooh, look at that.
Yeah, a rhythm trainer.
no accident there. It's neural.
The
you
other,
are.
Yeah,
the other thing that I've heard some people do is when they're either playing along with the recording or just listening to a recording, pressing the mute button on the recording for a couple seconds and then unmuting it and see if you're still right there with it, if you're snapping along, or if you're singing a solo, that's great too, because you see if you're kind of right with them when they come back. It's like, what's that TV show, like, where they play a pop song and the person is kind of karaoke singing along with it, and then they stop and they see if the person can fill in the missing words. Have you guys ever seen that?
I think I've seen that. Yeah.
It's a really silly show. I don't know why I'm even bringing this up. But it's basically that, you know, you have the backing track and then the backing track suddenly cuts out and you kind of launch, you see if you know, and you see how quickly you run out of gas. So, that's good. Let's play,
You don't hear the backing track, but everybody has that.
Oh, that's like iPod singing competitions or something. Anyway, let's play. Did you guys get a chance to write out a solo of the blues?
Yeah, it sucks though, so I don't want to.
Well, that's fine.
I put very little thought.
That's fine. Just to write out something and play is interesting.
And I don't know how to play it.
That's fine. Can we play, can we play through those?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we haven't done that yet. Let's pick a blues that we don't usually pick though. We've done Straight No Chaser a lot. Freddie. Do we have any other blues cuts?
Straight No Chaser.
Oh yeah. Or actually, you know what? We haven't done Blue Monk, have we? I think you mentioned that one. Can we read that one? And then it's still a blues, so the improvising will be the same. Let's look at that. Yeah. And even though we're introducing eighth notes, still keep that quarter note thing in the back of your head, because that will make these guys much better. You want to take the header up?
Blue Monk.
What
page is
it
over there?
52.
Sure. This is a good one to memorize, too.
Oh, somebody wrote all over this one. That's cool.
Oh.
In pencil.
Oh, is that what that is?
No, not necessarily,
no.
But he just wants to play the melody. And let's just go around and play the solo that you guys wrote. Alright.
I didn't write one.
Oh, that's okay. Well, just improvise.
What are we playing?
Blue Monk.
You said something about having to rhythm that those solos.
Solos that you wrote out, solos over blue?
Yeah, I wrote mine over it.
Wait, what key did you guys write yours in?
I wasn't here when you gave the assignment, so I probably missed it.
Right. All right, well, maybe,
it was supposed to be something generic.
But I don't think I can sight read.
Yeah, no. Can we modulate the G for Goody's car?
No, it doesn't matter. Don't do that for me. I spent very little time on it.
Well, just pair it.
Maybe
use
how about somebody else play it?
That's what should be.
Can we do that?
Okay, we'll look at them anyway later. All right, let's just.